V. You can do it. Don't be such a baby. Just ask them. Just tell them how you're feeling. And ask them. It's not a big deal. Well, the worst thing they can say is no, but even then, at least you asked. Come on, you can do it, dum-dum. Okay. Hey. Hey, baby. Can we talk? On the bed. Please? No, nothing is wrong. I just, no, I wanted to talk. Can you come and sit on the bed with me? Please? For just a bit? Okay. Huh? I smell nice. Well, thank you. Yeah, I just took a shower. I'm super fresh and clean. And soaped up and stuff. Yeah, I wanted to ask you something. Well, before I ask, I have to tell you some stuff. Well, it's kind of like a long story why I want to ask you what I want to ask, but it's really important to me that you listen. Is that okay? So. You know how my ex-boyfriend, he well, you know, my ex-boyfriend was my ex-boyfriend, and he really didn't allow me to express how I felt and tell him the things I like to do for intimacy and sex and stuff. And I've decided that I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to just rely on making someone feel good if it's not feeling good for me. And there's a chance that you'll not want to do what I have to propose, my request and stuff, but at least I have asked you then. So you know about my twin brother Victor, right? Well, we don't really talk anymore. He kind of went his own way, but we used to talk a lot about experiences and what we would want to do with our partners. We both kind of figured out we were bisexual at the same point in time, and it became just interesting to talk about experiences and stuff. We never really talked about much more than that, and it was a nice distraction after our parents, our parents left us. The thing is, Victor used to tell me about what his girlfriend did to him, and he talked about it like it was the best thing ever and stuff, and I made a promise to him that I will try it out at one point if I find the right person to do it with. I'm really nervous to ask you this. It's a little weird. But Victor used to always talk how amazing it felt if someone went down on him. But not down as in, blowjob. No. He liked to get eaten out, I think. Just he liked it when his partner flipped him around on the bed and started licking him back there and making him feel good with their tongue at that spot. And I know it sounds a little weird, but I've always wanted to try it out. I mean, me and my brother were identical twins. We kind of have the same body and feelings, and it would probably be as amazing for me as it was for him. So I've just been wondering if I ever will get the chance to experience that. I really hope I'm not crossing any boundaries here by asking you, but is there any chance you would like to explore that stuff with me? If you don't want to do it, I totally get it. It's a little very intimate and special after all. But would you please like to eat me out? I didn't expect you to want to do it. Yeah, well, I took a shower, a really long shower, to make sure that I'm super clean and fresh everywhere. So, I mean, I'm super clean, and I mean, I'm ready for it. I feel confident and comfortable after I took a shower. You know, I'm just super fresh and stuff. So, if you're down, then we could try it now. So you're down to go down on me back there? Huh? That makes me really, really happy and excited as well. I imagined this playing out so different. I was 80% sure that you wouldn't want to do it. Before we do that stuff, there's a little embarrassing thing I have to ask you. So, you remember what happened when we shared our first kiss? I almost fainted, remember? That was because I had a very short amount. I had a large shortage of blood in my stomach, and look, I'm sure that if it feels as intense as Victor described, I might just pass out, and we don't want that happening, of course, right? So could I just take a little of your blood? Just a tiny bit. I really don't want to hurt you, by biting you again, but just a tiny, tiny bit, please. Thank you. Yeah. Where do you want it? Arm? Huh? Oh. You wanna make a request before you go down on my booty? Yeah, of course, anything. I'd do anything for you. Huh? Your th your what? Your hip? Yeah. Oh. You really want me to bite you right above your hip? I know you're a bit tingly there, and you like it when I hold your hip and stuff and stroke your hip up to your belly and stuff, but I didn't expect you to want me to bite you there. If it gets you in the mood, and if you think it would feel intimate and stuff, yeah, I'd love to bite you there. Well, I I'd love to suck your blood there. I mean, just for feeding purposes. Huh? Ah, okay. Yeah, lay down for me. It's a little tricky though. I don't really know where the vein is. I'll just feel my way around, I guess. It's not this part. No, that's just. I'm a little confused. I'm sorry. This is going to take a bit. Oh! I found it. Are you ready for me to suck you? Okay. It's pretty normal if it hurts a bit more than your arm, though, because you're probably really sensitive there. Okay. I'll be sure to penetrate. I'll do my best to penetrate you fast and quick and painless. Are you ready? Okay. I took a little much, I think. Are you okay? Okay. Good. Are you ready to eat me out now? Okay. How do I do this? Do I just lay down? Oh yeah. Yeah, good and just first. Yeah. Can you please look away while I strip down? I'm sorry, I'm still not really comfortable with someone. You know, I'm very sorry. Okay. Thank you for being so respectful and patient with me. I love you. Okay, I'm naked now. I'm just gonna lay on the bed. Don't look yet, okay? Okay, I'm ready, I think. You can look. Well, I just don't feel super comfortable with you seeing my penis, so it's way more comfy if I just lay down on my stomach with my booty exposed. I'm sorry for, you know. I'm glad you're so patient with me and stuff. It's just that my ex kind of triggered some weird stuff for me, and he kind of he has a lasting impact on how I feel about being comfortable and stuff with my sexuality. And anyways, I'm ready, if you are. I'm sorry, I'm shaking. I'm really nervous. What if it doesn't feel good? What if I don't like it? Then all of my... then this is everything I've ever dreamed of. And if it doesn't feel good, then I don't know. Oh, I can feel your warm breath on my ass. Are you you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you are comfortable with it? That's great. Me too. I love you. It feels amazing. Is it okay if I just don't say anything and just enjoy the feeling? Oh, you're doing so good, by the way. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I didn't know it would feel so relaxing and warm and intense. It feels very, it feels very specific, like precise, very, very tingly and pleasant. It's almost like, it's almost like when I drank your blood for the first time, that tingling feeling on my tongue. It's like that, but then a way more private and sensitive part of my body. Please don't stop. I feel so good. It's the first time anyone has ever made my body feel so good. I love it. Thank you. What? You want the leg from my balls down all the way up to my hole and cross it with your tongue? You mean like you wanna lick from all the way down all the way up? I've never had anyone lick my my balls down there. I'm not really sure how I feel about that, but if you want to try it, yeah, please do. That was a little too intense, sorry. I liked it though, but it's a little too much. Can you just focus on, you know, my little hole? Yeah. This is making me, in a weird way, very sleepy and comfortable. It feels so nice to give someone complete control like that. While it still feels really good for me, I love how vulnerable you make me feel. But don't push yourself on me. I love how you're making me feel so small and vulnerable and defenseless, while still being very respectful and respecting my wishes. You're the best partner ever. You're the best and more, you're the most gentle lover ever. I love you. Is it okay if I close my eyes while you continue to eat me out? Okay. Okay. I'm just mesmerized by the feeling. It feels so intense and also relaxing. And so. I love you. I'm sorry. I probably fell asleep, right? I'm so sorry. Is it okay if we take a little nap together? I'm sorry I fell asleep. It felt really relaxing. It's just the combination of the actual feeling and feeling so safe with you that made me pass out a bit, I think. I'm sorry if I scared you. Come here. Can we just, can I just nuzzle into you? Okay. I love you. Can I get a kiss? So good with a person before. I'm glad that we're together. I'm so glad I found you right when I needed you most. And I'm so glad that you'll be there for me when I wake up. I love how safe I feel with you. I just love how safe you make me feel.